episode, and it is the Kimmick Podcast.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela.
And we're doing Doctor Who. I wish I could sing it, but I can't today, so I can't be much help to Michaela, because okay. I caught a cold.
Lucky you.
Surprised? I bet not. No, we have tried to get this going for 2 months now, between numerous colds and flu and broken appliances and holidays and birthday. And yeah, and here we are. And I told Michaela, no wonder we always used to take a couple weeks off for the holidays, because it's just, it's always something. You're always busy. It's, you know, in between that and being sick, that hasn't been too much fun. But I listened to Bad Cold by DPRV today. Just gotta shake out this bad cold.
It's very appropriate.
Oh, I feel that deeply. Yeah. So, luckily, I'm not really feeling better, but I'm not feeling worse. So there's always that. That's good. And yesterday I was coughing so much, but today it's about half. So that helps. Mm-hmm. Just gonna keep it moist. Yeah, we had our stove go out, like totally, like it's done. And so we're waiting on that. That's challenging. You know, if your oven goes out, you have your stovetop. Or if your stovetop goes out, you still have your oven, so you can kind of. But when you don't have either, it's smart to always have one of those electronic little burners, the little single burners. Or I think you can get them in twos. You can get them pretty fancy nowadays. But I always had one in college, and I could do a lot with that. You can make mac and cheese and, you know, any kind. You can warm up any kind of soups or anything. I could even make Christmas candy kind of in it, you know. I wouldn't trust them that much to, like, because a lot of them just have, like, numbers and, you know. But still, you can do a lot with one of those. And unfortunately, I always wanted to buy one and never did. But I told Michaela it would only sit in storage till I needed it. It wouldn't be something I would use every day. So there's that. Wasn't meant to be. So Christmas without goodies was a challenge, but our family came through for us. Thank you, Jen, Sam. Everybody's helped us, gave us cookies, and we have uber amounts of sweets. Uber. It's funny, we came off of candy. We have so much candy and cookies and sweets, and I long for anything salty.
Yes.
Doctor Who. Surprise. It's Doctor Who.
Surprise.
I've always wanted to do this. I've always loved Doctor Who. I grew up with Doctor Who. We're about the same age. And it was my escape. And as a young teen, there was a lot of things going on in my life that weren't so happy. But I love Doctor Who, and I gravitated to a lot of things that were sci-fi because it felt like an escape pod to get away from whatever reality I was living in, which, you know, kind of a tumultuous, that's a word that's, that kind of a home environment. It was really nice to find something as little as Doctor Who that I could just escape into. And I loved it. Tom Baker was my doctor. Your doctor was probably David Tennant.
David Tennant was definitely my favorite doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. And the first one that you were introduced to, I think, was it you that came out when I was watching the Satan Pit?
Yes, that was me.
Yeah. Okay. So I, you know, grew up with Doctor Who, knew Tom Baker as my doctor. And, years went on. Didn't watch it. Half the time we didn't have cable, so we never watch anything. But I had little Michaela and I had Jenny, and it was early morning. And I remember we ended up getting Dish or something, and there was all these different channels. And as I was thumbing through them, I found Doctor Who, and I'm like, cool. It's my old show, Doctor Who. And I turn it on, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is like new Doctor Who. Who's this? But I was sucked in so fast. And it was the Satan Pit, the one with David Tennant, is the one that I tuned into. And I was like, it's still as cool as I remember. And I'm like, cool. They added new doctors. I had been so out of the loop. I didn't know what had happened. It was a British show, and we didn't always get anything that was foreign much, you know, we just never did. So I was super excited. And as I'm watching that, little Michaela comes out and just like, what are you watching? Well, Satan Pit is kind of up there as one of the scariest Doctor Who's. And I'm just like, it's a show I used to watch, but it's not a show that I, you know, haven't watched in a long time. And it looks like it's been revamped. And you're just like, it's scary. And I'm like, yeah, there is monsters in it and stuff and aliens. But you were intrigued. And then you kind of retreated. But Jenny, being 3 years older, loved it. She gravitated to that show so much. And to this day, it's still one of her absolute favorite shows, I'm sure.
Well, and to be fair, I wasn't little. I was like 12.
Yeah.
I was older. I wasn't little.
But it was a little, it was something I'd never watched.
I wasn't sure what the heck you were watching. I was like, what the heck you watching? It was strange.
Yeah.
But I wasn't little.
Yeah. Anyway. There. Doctor Who. I'm so glad it's lasted this long. That says a lot about a show. Mm-hmm. That it's lasted this long. So I picked, instead of like one word, I just picked some fun words relating to space.
Cool.
So I picked quasar, a supermassive black hole at the center of a galaxy that consumes matter and emits powerful radio waves. Light from some quasars take billions of years to reach Earth. They are the brightest objects in the universe, and they produce huge amounts of energy. Some produce up to 100 times more energy than our entire Milky Way galaxy. 100 times more. That's a lot. Thought that was kind of cool. And then I picked asterism, a fancy term for a group of stars that form a recognizable pattern but are not officially recognized by the International Astronomical Union, or IAU. An example of this is the Big Dipper, and, you know, it's in the Ursa Major constellation. So, but they don't recognize that. They just recognize the big picture, not the little thing. Hmm. But asterism. Astro. Good band. And then I pick interstice. A small space between things, implying a gap in time as well. They are the empty spaces between celestial objects. Kind of like bricks and mortar, like the mortar and bricks. So it could be for things. It could be in space and everything. Interstice. And then plenum is a completely filled space often used in philosophical contexts to discuss the nature of reality. The whole of space is filled with matter, opposite of a vacuum. So, yeah. Let's see. What does that say? Oh, it's a Latin word. Plenum is from the Latin word plenus, meaning full. And then, say that word.
Sidgesi
is an alignment of celestial bodies signifying a precise moment in space and time. That was a crinkle paper. An example of a syzygy is a solar or lunar eclipse. So it's when everything lines up, when the planets and everything line up. And yeah, syzygy. Words. So we can pick a song that was just...
We can pick
some,
a song.
I just decided to pick some fun songs, words that maybe people don't really know.
I definitely didn't know any of those words. So there's that.
And too bad I can't say most of them.
That's fine.
That's too. All right. So we should pick. We'll let you pick your first song.
You pick
Give
your first
my break, my voice a break, and you can talk.
I suppose so. So a lot of things have been happening in the K-pop world. So many things.
So many.
And things have been happening in our world and that world, and it's been busy.
It's been so busy.
It's been so busy. One of the things that happened is Stray Kids' new album, Hop, came out that I'm very, very, very excited about. And the cool thing about this album is that it features solo songs by each member, which I have been just loving. And then each member has their own music video to go with each song. So that has just been so much fun. Enjoying each music video.
I learned something about the way they did the name Hop.
Yes.
Did you learn that too?
Yes.
But I can't quite remember.
It's really deep and I can't put it into words to do it justice. But
it's supposed to mean...
It's like
eight there's a significance to
it's like
the way it's written.
Yeah. It's like
the characters
eight in
mean,
one and their destinies are combined and there's
so it's deep.
It's deep.
So the artwork of the way they wrote it has great significance.
Yes.
Which is cool. I love how they do that. They'll take a word and they'll like change it a little bit and, but make it clever, you know, like noisy and, you know, that kind of things. They're clever that way.
Yeah. Stray Kids always does
eight, you know,
fun like, things with wordplay. Always do.
Yeah.
So I just picked the title track off of Hop Walking on Water because it's so good. But I also just can't choose between all the solo tracks because they're all really good. So I just chose the title track since it has all the boys on it. So I chose Walking on Water by Stray Kids.
Let's go.
Walking on Water by Stray Kids.
Yay! Their new stuff is so good.
It's so good.
But they're always good.
I know. But it's really good.
We saw them being good at the beginning. We knew they were a masterpiece band when we first discovered them. Well, you first discovered them and then she. So.
Fell down the Stray Kids rabbit hole real quick.
Yeah. Me too. They'll always be. They're always like.
They're one of my top. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'll pick my new song. I picked, or my first song, my new song. Don't mind my brain. It's like squishy and you know how colds are.
Soupy.
I picked Over the Moon by TXT off of their the Star Chapter Sanctuary album, which I got today. Woo! Thank you, gift cards. Yay, and it was on sale. And I got a Subin. Yay! And Hyunin Kai. And
Bumgyu.
Bumgyu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get Bumgyu very often. So, yay! But I picked Over the Moon. I really, really like this album so much. Danger is really a good song. I've been playing that a lot. But for Doctor Who, I thought Over the Moon was appropriate. And I picked this song. Like I said, we were going to do this 2 months ago. I picked this song pretty much soon after we announced that we were going to do this. So, and it's still the one I picked. So let's go. Over the Moon by TXT. Came out in this year, 2024.
Won't be this year for long.
No. Then you can say, I haven't seen you since last year. You know,
see you next year.
That was a whole day ago. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to jump into a joke. Okay. Let's do a joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Normally.
Normally who?
Normally, I don't eat that much.
You don't say.
Normally.
I was going to say.
Norma Jean.
Norma Jean, the band.
The band. Or, and the actress.
Yes.
Why can't you take a turkey to church?
Why?
They use foul language. Shame on them little turkeys. I'm very kinkly on the paper today. We have to do a couple because I have 12 jokes.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Better do.
Well, it's been 2 months. I've been saving up jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Soda.
Soda who?
It's so depressing that the holidays are almost over.
Yes.
There's one more knock, knock joke.
Okay, let's go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Waddle.
Waddle who?
What'll we do to celebrate New Year's Eve?
Hopefully not much.
Watch Twilight Zone Marathon.
Yeah, that too.
We won't get our shrimp because we can't cook it. So
I'm too tired to think about anything.
We have honey flavored salmon though. Okay, some random facts about Doctor Who series.
Okay.
Let's see. The show's creator was a Canadian named Sidney Newman. And he was the BBC's head of drama. And he created the character of the Doctor and the idea of the time machine that's bigger on the inside.
Cool.
The regeneration effect was created by accident. The very first was aired October 29th, 1966. And it was the last episode of the Cybermen series, The 10th Planet. And it's considered a lost episode, but the scene itself, they were able to edit it and put it into the 2017 Christmas special, Twice Upon a Time. And it all kind of came about because the first Doctor, William Hartnell, his health was failing really bad. And it was really starting to conflict with the show. And in order to keep the flow going, two people, Inez Lloyd and Jerry Davis, came up with the idea of a sort of biological renewal process. But the name regeneration didn't come out until 1974, when John Pertwee became Tom Baker Doctor. So, yeah. Interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. It was so clever, though.
Oh, it's so cool.
So clever. That's how they were able to keep this show alive. Mm-hmm. You know, just after years, people die off and people get old. And yeah. So it was a brilliant idea, I thought. The asteroid 3325, discovered in 1984, is named TARDIS after the Doc's time machine.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we have a TARDIS asteroid. Boris Karloff, who played Frankenstein and the Mummy in the Universal Monster movies, was considered for the role of the Doctor in a proposed radio spinoff. Now that would have been cool.
Would have been so cool.
I love old Boris. Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor, who played the 11th Doctor. Mm-hmm. I was like, which Doctor is he? The 11th. He wrote several short stories about the Doctor and Albert Einstein traveling together in order to get into character,
which I
thought was cool. So he's really clever. And I really enjoyed Matt.
I liked him a lot.
Hans Zimmer played synthesizer on the 1985 charity record Doctor in Distress. Hans Zimmer. I almost picked on Hans Zimmer. Mm. He has an interstellar song that I came that close to picking. So, and go see him if you ever get a chance. He's amazing. Mission to the Unknown, the 1965, is the only episode in the series history not to feature the Doctor. But the Daleks were in it, plotting to take over the solar system.
That's fun.
You know, there's a lot of episodes. The TARDIS stands for Time and Relative Dimension in Space, and it resembles an old police box because its chameleon circuit broke during the visit to London. Bummer. You want to do one more song? Should we keep going?
We'll do one more fact, and then we'll go into songs.
Okay. 97 of the show's 871 episodes, there they are.
Oh, my goodness.
Are not held in the BBC's archives, as many were wiped between 1967 and 1978. In 2013, 9 missing episodes were found in a television relay station in Nigeria.
Whoa.
How did it get there?
That's crazy.
We'll do one more. The Fourth Doctor, Tom Baker's iconic overlong scarf, was an accident. Begonia Pope, the costume maker tasked with knitting it, misunderstood her instructions and used all the wool she was given. Tom Baker loved it and insisted on wearing it for the show. And, of course, it's iconic.
Yeah.
But when I found out it was made with wool, I was like, ugh. But, you know, most people like wool. I'm not a huge fan of it.
You're not most people.
I don't like anything itchy. I know they're soft and lovely wool and things, but it itches to me. So, not a fan. I like soft and things like that. So, hop into song.
Yes.
Do a song.
My next song play.
Yes.
Is by Ken from Vix. Aww. And it's been very, very exciting for us Starlights because Ken hasn't come out with an album or EP or anything really much in the last. It's been a great many years. Like, he's done original soundtracks for K-dramas and stuff here and there, and it's been lovely, but we've all wanted just some real Ken solo music. So he released an EP called Puzzle. I'm not quite sure if it's an album or an EP. It's short. There's like 5 songs on it. But I chose the title track Gradually. It's so good, and it features his vocals beautifully. And it has a really cool music video too. And this is the first thing he's released under his new management company.
Yeah.
Because he left Jellyfish a while ago.
Right.
So all of us Starlights have been very, very excited about it. So this is Gradually by Ken.
Yay! Liche one, liche fun. Let's go.
Gradually by Ken.
No, I loved it.
Ken from Vix, just to be clear.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Kens out there. It's Ken from Vix. Lee J. Fine.
Barbie Ken.
There is Barbie Ken, which we all really want Ken to do a cover of I'm Just Ken. Maybe someday.
I'm Just Ken.
We'll see. Maybe someday.
I don't know. Every time I think of Ken, I always think of the shaving Ken that Santa brought. Shaving Ken.
I remember that.
That was cool.
It was very cool.
So I'm going to pick my song, my second song. I picked I Am the Doctor by Murray Gold off of the Doctor Who soundtrack. And it's the Matt Smith series, number 5. And this came out in 2010. I am the Doctor.
That was a while ago.
I love their soundtracks, though. Their soundtracks are fun. Good. I own a few. I haven't bought any recently, but I do like the music of Doctor Who. So. And I was tickled when Love and Monsters had ELO on it. Yeah. So, but we're doing I Am the Doctor by Murray Gold. Let's go. I Am the Doctor by Murray Gold. I love orchestra music like that. It reminds me of the Pirates of the Caribbean, too, when it has that epic sounds. So it's fun. And it was Mr. Blue Sky by ELO that was in Love and Monsters. And that made me so happy. So I just, anytime I hear ELO, I'm like, wee! So, yay. And I learned that, you know, like ELO is kind of, they're coming to an end as a band, I think, you know, kind of officially. But Jeff Lynne's still going to do music. So I'm super happy about that. Yay! Because to me, he's so talented. So we'll do a couple more jokes. What's something that's easy to catch in the winter but hard to throw?
A cold?
Yes. I had to throw a cold joke in there. Why don't Dalmatians like hide and seek?
Way.
They're always spotted. What kind of nuts are always catching colds?
Cashews?
Cashew. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm on a roll today.
Boy, you are good.
Yes. Did you know that cashews come from a fruit?
No. That's something That's you know. For a different day.
That's something you know now. Cashews come from a fruit.
Cashew. Mm-hmm. That was me yesterday. What kind of problem do stars have?
What?
They're gassy.
Yes. Yeah, funny.
What is the most dramatic galaxy?
What?
Andromeda. Drama.
Yeah.
Drama. Enough of that for a little bit.
Okay, Dr. Who facts.
Got to kinkle. Okay, Tom Baker's robotic dog, Canine, who I love, was the brainchild of writer Dave Martin, whose dog had recently been run over. The initial concept was to put a small actor inside a robotic Doberman costume. But that was ditched. That would have got old really fast. So they changed it into a smaller radio controlled dog, which I thought was brilliant and I love.
That's cool.
Yeah. I liked Canine a lot. He was cute. My cold little feverish brain cannot think of some Canine quotes. Can you?
Affirmative.
That's it. See? I knew she could come up with it. That's why we're like half a brain and together we're a whole brain.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. The seventh doctor, Sylvester McCoy, was a bodyguard for the Rolling Stones.
Whoa.
Despite being 5'5" tall, he was a bouncer for the band during a 1969 performance at the Roundhouse.
That's cool.
He's a tough dude. I love him.
I'm 5'5".
And I loved him in The Hobbit. You know, the Hobbit series. Mm. He was so good. The 10th Doctor, David Tennant's childhood ambition was to play the Doctor. And it was inspired by Tom Baker's portrayal. He thought he was the best and grew up with that. He had a doctor doll and wrote school essays inspired by the show. That's he was adorable. Meant to be. And he's one of the best doctors.
He's my hands favorite. Down. Hands down, he's my favorite.
And I adored Eccleston, too.
I liked Eccleston. I liked wonderful. Matt Smith. But I loved David Tennant.
Yes, yes. He just...
He was my favorite. Hands yeah. down, he just was.
Yeah. And then... Was it the doctor's daughter? He met his future wife and they married.
Yeah. And she's actually a doctor's daughter, which is funny.
It was just so funny.
Yeah.
And it's, what's his name? You're going to have to help me on it. Peter.
He's the one that came after Tom Baker.
Peter.
One of the ones that came Peter. After Tom Baker. He's the blonde one.
I didn't write it down. Peter Davison. Sorry, my brain is just like... You know how it is out there, Keys. You know how it is when you got a cold and you can't think. I want to say Davison. It sounds right. Let's see. Am I good? Yes. Peter Davison.
Yay!
Yay! She does have a brain.
You have a brain cell working in there somewhere.
It's very small. Georgia. Georgia Tennant. Yes. That's her name. She's super pretty and cute. And
she's so funny, too.
So, and they're brilliant together. So, yay. The 12th Doctor, Peter Capaldi, was also obsessed with the series as a kid, sending letters to the BBC begging to be the president of the show's fan club, which I thought was so cute. And Peter Capaldi does a great Doctor Who. When the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith, declared bow ties are cool and started wearing one in 2010, fashion retailer Topman saw an increase in sales of 94%.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
And the 50th anniversary episode, Day of the Doctor, was the world's biggest TV drama simulcast showing in 98 countries. I remember it was a big thing. So, yeah. There. Ta-da! Song.
A song!
I feel a song coming on.
Oh, I feel a song coming on.
You go, you pick, we keep it like that, like an organization.
Had so many songs picked over the last 2 months that have just been rotating in my brain. But one of the ones that stuck that I originally picked 2 months ago is It's What You Do With It by Pennywise. And I felt like it was kind of appropriate because a lot of things happen in life that you're not ready for or you don't foresee happening. And things just kind of get thrown at you all the time. But really, it's what you do with it. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control what you do with what happens to you.
Well, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it on any given day.
So I felt like this song was just kind of a good reminder of that. And also, it's just a classic punk jam, like.
Who doesn't like that?
Pennywise is just great.
It's almost New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve Eve.
The Eve of the Eve.
It's the Eve Eve.
Yes.
So many Eves. Eve squared. Yes.
And so this is It's What You Do With It by Pennywise.
Let's go.
It's What You Do With It by Pennywise.
I always love that band. Yeah. They're fun to see, too. They're super nice. Super nice guys. So I picked my song. I picked An Awful Lot of Running by the band Chameleon Circuit. And this came out in 2009. So let's go. An Awful Lot of Running by Chameleon Circuit. And they're an English band known for creating music inspired by Doctor Who, which I think is super cool. Like I was telling her, some of the names of their songs are The Doctor's Dying, you know, The Sound of Drums, Exterminate, Regenerate, Blink, you know, all kinds of stuff. So that made me happy.
That's super cool.
So they're a happy find. So yay! And you can hear like the real kind of sound of Doctor Who songs. So that was exciting. Yay, the new music. I'm very kinkly. Kinkle, kinkle. Here we go. Oh boy, that was a brittle page. Okay, couple more jokes.
Right.
Ready? What do you get when you combine a Christmas tree and an iPod?
What?
A pineapple. What kinds of trees wear gloves in the winter?
What kind?
Palm trees. I thought that was pretty cute. I don't know why I thought it was so funny. It's kind of cute.
It's good.
Why do stars make great friends?
Why?
Because they always try to keep things light. I think the palm trees were better. Yeah. So I don't even know where. I didn't even talk about any K-dramas last time. So, but I did watch Family by Choice. That was the new, the 2024 one, starring Hwang In-hyuk. And that one I really did like. But I started watching it and it was a brand new one. And then I had to wait for episodes, which I do not like doing that.
I hate doing it so much.
And then I had to wait a week. And then it was only two episodes. And I had to wait another week. So that was, I'll be very careful too. I did that once with Perfect Marriage Revenge. I started that not knowing it was a new one. And I left that one a long time ago. And I came back to that and I did finish it after all the episodes were out. And that was good too. I watched, because this is like 2 months now, I watched, finally watched The Guardian, The Lonely and the Great God. That one was really good too. And Gong-yo is in it. He's Goblin. He's known as the Goblin.
And that has Young-jae from B2B.
Yeah,
Sung-jae.
Yeah.
Sung-jae.
Yes, and he was so good in that one. And this is an older one. I forgot to write the, it's old. It's an old K-drama. And then I watched another old one, which I did not write the dates of, is Cinderella and Four Nights. It's an old one, but I did like that one a lot. And that's pretty much what I'm watching. What am I watching now? I don't even know what I'm watching now. It's an old one. It's 2009. So it's like, it's really old. I think it's My Secret Romance. My Secret Romance. I think is what it's called. Yeah. So that's pretty much what I got. But I also want to say, you know, you can make your imagination kind of be your TARDIS too. You know, the power of your imagination is extraordinary. So, and it doesn't take much, like I said last time, you know, little affirmations. If you don't have something that, you know, that you can do for 10 minutes that gives you joy, then get a box or something and just write, you know, you're doing a good job, you know, way to go, whatever, you know, fighting, just things that'll encourage you. And spend 5 minutes just saying that over 5 times in the mirror. You know, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Because your brain doesn't know in one way or the other. If you say all negative things, that's what it's going to believe. And that's what it's going to put out there. And, you know, I think, you know, like you said, believing is seeing too. I don't know. Like I said, I escaped into like a TARDIS-y kind of shows and things, but it, on a day-to-day, I imagine my future life. You have that power to see yourself where you want to be, too. I see myself singing with professional K-pop idols. And, you know, I see myself actually, like, it'll come out in dreams. And, like, I dreamed that I met Yoon-ho from ATEEZ. And it was so vivid. I remember meeting him and hugging him and everything that I think of that whenever I listen to it, ATEEZ, but stuff like that. So, you know, find those little things that make you happy, the things that you want to do in the future, the things that, you know, I know that in my opinion, everything leads up to that. Everything is its perfect time now. It doesn't seem like it. Even if the situation that you're in is not where you want to be, you know that it is a situation you don't want to be in. It's serving you now, but it's not what you want in the future. So it is a positive in knowing that it's not what you want. Instead of seeing it as, I'm trapped here. It'll never change. I'll never be able to get out of it, or I'll never be able to, you know. the more negative things you put on things, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because I have proved to myself that when I say, this is going to happen, it's going to be like this. I'm going to dance with Chuck Mangione. I'm going to do that. It happened because I said that. It happened. I danced with Chuck Mangione. I was in the newspaper. He gave me his corsage. He pinned it on me. Yeah. And little did I know, and I was just saying that because the date that I was with was just, it was a really bad date. And I was getting tickets because I worked at the radio station. So I got all my friends' tickets to that show. And it just so happened that I was temporarily dating. It was a blind date that kind of, we started dating, but he was just not the right person for me at all. But he was super negative and everything. And just like, la, 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 la. And I had a seat that was in the aisle seat and then one next to him. And he wanted to sit in the aisle seat. And I said, no, I need to sit in the aisle seat so Chuck Mangione can get to me when he takes me on stage. That's what I told him. Little did I know, like two songs into the show, Chuck Mangione comes down right to me, hands my date his trumpet and says, please take good care of it. And then may I have this dance? And he danced me up and down the aisle. And he whispered in my ear, he goes, I'm so happy that you're short. Because he's not very tall. He's like 5'6" or something, or 5'7". And yeah, and he was lovely. And then he danced me all the way back to my seat. He took off his corsage and he pinned it on me and thanked me and took his trumpet and went back on stage. It was so powerfully cool. I was just like in awe. And the guy was like, are you a witch or something? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, don't double cross me just because we had been fighting. It just was not, we didn't last long. It was only a couple weeks. And it was just like, you're not my type. We're not good together. But the power of saying stuff like that, it works. It works. Try it. Try it sometime. Okay, maybe it won't work the first time, but keep trying it. Just say, yes, it's going to be this way. This is the way it's going to be. You know, I'm going to sing with K-pop idols one of these days. I told Michaela, I'll sing with K-pop idols on stage, either as a live person or a ghost. But I will. It's, you know, I see it as my future. It's something I'd love to do. It's something that I've always wanted to do. So those little affirmations every day are very powerful. Very powerful. What do you think?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite Doctor Who episode?
No.
Mine is Blink. Sally Sparrow.
Blink is very good.
I love Blink so much. I even have a Blink t-shirt.
I mean, Blink is popular, but yeah, for good reason.
The Weeping Angel.
Really good. Yeah.
How creepy is that? I mean, it's cool. And then Human Nature, mm-hmm. Part One, and Family of Blood are, I love those. And I can watch those over and over and over and over and over. And I love the creepy scarecrows in it. So, yeah. Those are my favorite episodes. So, yay! Thank you, Doctor Who, for being around so long. And I do love some of the classic writers, or, you know, Moffat or stuff are my favorite. Mm-hmm. Let's see, next time. So next time. We're not going to say next week. I said next week last time, and here we are 2 months into it. But next time, hopefully in a week, maybe 2 weeks, I don't know. But it's going to start our new season. We're not taking the 2 weeks off like we did since we took 2 months this time. So we'll just go into it when we can. But we'll start our new season. Season 4, you guys.
That's wild. That's wild.
This will, the new one will be our 91st episode. I mean, we'll start it as like number one. Season 4, number one. But it is it will be our 91st episode. So that's exciting. And we're going to do quilts and cover songs. We're going to talk about quilts and cover songs, which will be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So you guys take care of yourself and hug each other and keep singing and keep smiling. And, you know, if even if you got a cold, it's not going to be every day. It's going to disappear. It's going to get better. Listen to Bad Cold by DPRE and it'll make you feel better. Yeah. And yeah, we miss you guys. We love you. Thank you so much for sticking around and waiting for us. You guys mean the world to us. And take care. Hope everybody's doing okay. And those who are, you know, having a hard time, we love you. Hang in there. Things will get better. The sun will come out. It might be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But you got to hold on. There's a song about that, too. Got to hold on, or the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow. See, I can't sing today. No voice.
You don't sound that bad.
You know, I was practicing. I like to practice when I have a cold. And it's not the easiest, but I like to practice with Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and Dionne Warwick. And actually, the most challenging person to sing with is Maroon 5. He's one that really exercises my voice, Adam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so... Oh, and then, but I didn't push it today because I knew I wanted to do this and I wanted to talk and be able to speak. But I do a little bit at a time. So, yeah. But I hate it when it's in my throat. It's like the worst. I don't like it in my nose. And then I talk like this. Yeah. Anyway, I'm lolling. So,
this has been the Kimmick Podcast.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Akilah.
You guys take care. We'll talk to you next time.